Okay, so we are going to start Perek Beis. We started Perek Vav, we went to Perek Aleph, and we're up to Perek Beis. Now we're going to start second Perek. We're learning, just to remind everyone, we are learning Perek Yavah specifically with the Pirush of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, of the Sefer Ruach Chaim. Okay, that is the Pirush that we've been using. And we are up to Perek Beis. There was one or two Ha'aris and the end of Perek Aleph. But let's just start right away with Perek Beis. So it says like this. Rebbe Omer. It's a pretty hard Mishnah to understand, but Rebbe Omer. Ezo hi derech yeshara sheyavar lo ha'adam. What is the straight way that a person should go? What is the proper derech yashar for a person to go in life? She kol shehi tiferes lo'aseha. Anything which is good for the person doing it, beautiful for the person doing it, v'tiferes lo'min ha'adam, and also beautiful from the perspective of people who see it. So it's tiferes lo'aseha, it's good for the person doing it, v'tiferes lo'min ha'adam, it's also good for the person who sees it or amongst people. So Brian Volozhiner basically says, this Mishnah, he's always finding a theme of the Mishnah. This Mishnah is referring to the mitzvah of toichacha. It's referring to the mitzvah of teaching people to correct what they're doing wrong. Okay? So, and one of the things he says is, don't think that this mitzvah is miyuchad for rabbanim. Because anybody knows a little bit more, there you go, everybody knows a little bit more than someone, than there is someone that knows less than you. Believe it or not, there is someone out there that knows less than you. And therefore, there is always someone with whom you could fulfill the mitzvah of toichacha, that you could do the mitzvah of giving them mussar. And he's saying this is the theme of this Mishnah. The Mishnah is teaching us that the mitzvah of toichacha is tiferes lo'aseha, it's good for the person giving it, tiferes lo'min ha'adam, and it's good for the person receiving it. Now let's explain. So he says like this. He says that, you know, there is a list of Mishnah of mitzvahs that it says in the, we say every day in Birkas HaTorah, Elu she'oichel pereisein ba'olam hazeh, v'hakeren kayemes loy lo'olam haba. Did anyone ever think about that, what that means, actually? What it means is, Elu mitzvahs she'hakeren hapereis is, you're going to get reward in this world. But the reward that you're getting in this world for those mitzvahs does not take away from the principle. That's the investment. That's the peiros. So there are mitzvahs that you get peiros from them in this world. You get schar in this world. But that schar that you get in this world is not the main schar. The keren, the principal investment, is still kayam lo'olam haba. So what are those mitzvahs? Those are mitzvahs which are bein adam l'chaveray. Why? Because since you did a spiritually good thing, you get the reward in the next world. But since you helped someone in this world, you're going to get the peiros of it in this world. So therefore, mitzvahs which help people in this world, aside from the fact that you're going to get reward in the next world, you're also going to get reward in this world. So he says, what? No, so Tamatar Kanege Kulam, so that we spoke out at our speech at the dinner that someone just asked. It says Tamatar Kanege Kulam. So it says the Tamatar gets more schar than all of them. But if we're saying that the reason you get schar for these is because it helps other people, so how's Tamatar like that? So you see from there, no, Tamatar is the biggest chesed you could do with other people. The fact that a person's learning itself brings hashpa of bracha into the world to the point that you're helping the person infinitely amount by learning Torah. By you learning Torah, you're helping Klal Yisrael. No, but specifically Torah brings that hashpa. Now, he says like this. He says that one of the worst averis in the world is a person that was choytei umachti es rabim, a person that causes other people to sin, right? Because then it's not just about him. So if a person does the opposite, if a person does tochacha, right, means he's helping himself do a mitzvah, but he's also helping others keep the Torah. What greater chesed could a person do than helping others keep mitzvahs? So if a person helps himself do mitzvahs, but aside from helping himself, he's also helping others keep the Torah. So by helping others keep the Torah, then he's creating he's doing a tremendous amount of chesed, a tremendous amount of bracha into the world. Therefore, he says, this is the derech yeshara. The beautiful way to go is to do a mitzvah, which is good for you and good for other people. That's the mitzvah of terchacha. Because not just you're doing a mitzvah, but you're helping other people do the mitzvah. You're helping other people fulfill it. And by doing that, that's the beauty of the mitzvah of terchacha. And he says, svaru shebizchus shat terchacha hi mitzvah sha'oise peiris shemeshiv rabbi me'ovin. You're going to get peiris for this mitzvah. So this is going to be something that you get and that you're going to bring bracha to others. Okay? That's what he says. Then he says another interesting idea. Remember we spoke out last week, a concept, okay, that when it comes to spiritual questions, you should always seek advice from other people. And we said, why? Oh, Adam, maybe this is what you're referring to a while back. I don't know. No, yeah, tachach or whatever. But you should always get advice from someone. And he says, why? And he says, the reason you should get advice from someone is because when you're in the question, in the shaila, you can't see the whole picture because your yetzer has grabs a hold of you and convinces you, yeah, this is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad. You have to go outside. You have to get advice from someone else. To understand, look, how, am I looking at it correctly? Look, you're not as hungry as I am. So I'm asking you, can I eat this or not? I'm hungry right now. So whether I convince myself that I could eat it, it doesn't mean anything. You got to tell, can you tell me, please, right? So you need advice from the outside. The Mishnah Berurah says a Gavaldika thing similar to this. He's talking about how a person should learn to survive with the bare minimum. He's talking about Musar idea, but it's in the Mishnah Berurah, Halacha. So he said, a person should learn to survive with minimal. See, he doesn't need, So he says, how do you know what's the minimum? Maybe this is not, what's the minimum? For everyone has a different minimum, right? So he says, unbelievable. He says, the minimum would be like this. Imagine that you're supporting someone who's learning in Kollel. You're supporting someone. Then they come over to you and they say, okay, thanks for the check this month. Can you add another $5,000 this month to the check? $5,000? What do you need? So I need to go on a cruise. I need to go on a cruise with my wife. It's getting stressful. And, so just can you just wire in another $5,000 for the month? Are you out of your mind? So he says, if whatever you would say to the person you're supporting, no, you don't need that. That's how you should look at yourself also. that's what Mishnah Berurah says. So if the other guy doesn't need it, how come all of a sudden you need it, right? So he says, so that's the idea that the Ruach Chaim says, that's the vart of getting someone's advice on something. So he says, that's another thing. When you are looking for the derech yashar, it shouldn't just be what's toiv le'oiseha, what's good for me. It should be tiferes lemin ha'adam. It should be someone from the outside looking at it should also think it's good. Because when you're in something, you can't think, oh, is this good? Is it not good? I'm not, you're so in your dollar, in your box that you don't necessarily, you can't think out of the box and you can't look in the big picture to decide, is it really good or not? So you should think to yourself, if someone else would see me right now, and I would have all the explanations that I have, right? I have all the explanations that I know, and I would go and explain it to him. Would he buy it or wouldn't he buy it? Bottom line, someone else, would they buy all my excuses or they wouldn't hear what I'm saying? So he says, you should always use that as a barometer, okay? Rav Lev Bakst was a reshiva in Detroit, and he was in the Mir in Shanghai, and he was, a big Talmud of the Mir, and he went to Detroit. He started the yeshivas in Detroit, then all the B'nai Torah over there, etc. So one time, I saw a letter that Reb Nachum Partzovitz was a reshiva in the Mir, the son-in-law of Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. So Reb Nachum Partzovitz one time wrote a letter to Reb Lev Bakst. And he says, my friend from the Mir, I was thinking about you. How are you? How's your wife? Two lines. And then he says, how could I write you a letter without saying a Dvar Torah? And then he writes a three-page Dvar Torah. So the letter was about three lines. I hope you're all well. Your wife is well. Your family's well. We're thinking about you here. And of course, I need to write you a Dvar Torah. And the reason it was printed is because the 3-page Dvar Torah was about a sugya I was learning. So they printed it in some, you know. But anyway, so Rabbi Bach said one time, said, someone asked me, he said, you're giving a shiur in Detroit. How do you know if it's a good shiur or not? There's nobody that's listening that knows anything. So he said, how do you know if it's a good shiur? So he says, you think that I care if the people listening think it's good or not good? I'm thinking to myself that if the Brisker Rav was listening to this shiur, what would he tell me? Because I used to talk and learning with the Brisker Rav when I was in the mirror. What would he have said to this shiur? That's what, I'm not thinking about the people in here. I'm thinking about the people that I left behind in the mirror. What do they think about this shiur? You know, so yeah, I could get away with a lot of things saying this year to the people in Detroit. What do they know? But I want to make sure that the people in the mirror would like to share, you know. So using you know, sometimes a person, when they're not sure, they have to scale something, you know, is it right? Is it not right? So, and a person's convinced themselves of their excuses, so to speak. You got to think about what would be if I bounced this off someone else. First of all, forget the thing. You should bounce it off someone else. But even if you don't have anyone to bounce it off of, think about what would the person who I bounce it off of, what would they say? Would they think that what I'm saying is right or wrong? So he's saying that's pshat here. How do you know if your derech is a derech yashar? Is koshi tiferes lo isel? It's good as a person doing it, but it's tiferes lo mina adam. It's also good for the people around you. The people around you would also buy into it, would also believe it, would also think that it's true. Okay, then he says like this, we're going to continue this thought tomorrow, but he says a very, very interesting idea here. And he says the following, that there's 3 reasons why a person potentially could do an Avera. One reason is bemazed. I don't care. I'm just going to do it. The other reason is he's convinced himself it's okay. And the 3rd reason is Taka just made a mistake. You know, he just forgot. You know, so there's one case he forgot, which is, you know, could happen to anybody. There's another case, which is probably the most common. A person convincing themselves that for their situation, it's all right. You know, okay, listen, you know, I'm schwach, I'm this, you know. And the 3rd one is, no, they just flat out go and do the wrong thing. So he says that that's part of what the Mishnah is teaching us here. There's 3 levels. And he says, that's the 3 things in the Mishnah. So the 1st one is when a person, connected what we just said, when you're convincing yourself it's right. So that's the 1st thing. No. Remember, what's the derech sheyavar lo ha'adam? Koshi tiferes lo yisav v'tiferes lo min ha'adam. Make sure that if you're convincing yourself it's right, just make sure that it's a good, that it's correct. Bounce it off someone else, and other people should be involved in your decision. Then it says, be very careful with mitzvahs. Don't just make mistakes. Be careful. And the 3rd one, he says, is, make a calculation. You're about to do something with a decision to do the wrong thing. You're not justifying it, and you're not just careless. You're actually thinking now, I'm going to do the wrong thing. The Mishnah gives you advice on that too. So you're about to do the wrong thing. Remember, mechashev hefsed mitzvah keneged schara schara vera keneged seda. You should calculate how much are you gaining by doing this thing which is wrong, versus how much you're losing by doing it. You think you're gaining in the short term, how much you're losing really by doing it, or how much do you think you're gaining by not doing the right thing, versus how much you're losing by not doing the right thing. So that's that. So he says the 1st part of the Mishnah is addressing the Yetzer Hara of, yeah, I'm doing the right thing, whatever, you know, I'm sure it's right, I have justification. And the next statement in the Mishnah is addressing when you're not necessarily justifying, but you're flat out, you know, you're just falling to the Yetzer Hara on that. It says, hold on, make a calculation, make sure, you know, don't jump right in. So that's the 3 levels that the Mishnah is talking about. We'll address it a little bit more tomorrow, okay? So we'll pick it up tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good to see you all. Have a great night, everyone. Good to see you, Jason. Bye.